It was in 1948 when we went there, when I was 17. After that wedding, we were embarrassed that we'd all having a chat together a week or two later and said, why don't we go and learn to dance somewhere? And we found there was a place called Chilton's on Cheetah Mill Road, which was 20 minutes walk away from where I lived on Hollywell Lane. Whether they owned it or rented it, I don't know, but it was a proper little hall, like a village hall, you know, with a good floor, a good dance floor. It was the top floor of a building, but she's not there now, by the way. And it was quite adequate for dancing. To records, we didn't. There was no band. It was all done by Victor Sylvester Records, which was the proper way to learn to dance with their beat of their music. Have you heard of Victor Sylvester? Well, he was famous then, and there was all his records. That was the waltz, foxtrot, and no singing. It was just tempo dancing, if you know what I mean. And if you did it with Victor Sylvester, because he used to teach dancing, Victor Sylvester himself, the dance band leader, and the beat was perfect to learn. It's true, Victor Sylvester. He's famous in Britain. To go dancing for the night, well, you started off with the lessons, and you all had to stand in a line and then learn, you know, the steps to come forward and backwards and all the rest of it. And then you had a partner, one of the staff. And the girl, she was usually, not the girl, the Mrs. Chilton, I can't remember her first name. Ted used to deal with the girls and shout the boys of the staff, trying to get the right height. Trying to get the right height for your partner. And I nearly told you to get the same girl because of my height. And then they'd shout their name like, you know, whatever. Anne, Sally or whatever, they'd shout their names. And they'd bring you forward and then you'd have to dance with them to the beat of the music. And when you had a partner, they'd sort of guide you.